And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. Oh, this is good, friends. This is good. He says, Simon, I want to talk to you. And he said, Master, say on. We're going to have a very interesting conversation now, friends. Now, will you notice? He gives him a story. It's a parable, and this is one of those delightful parables that Dr. Luke gives. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, the word frankly I don't think should be here, he says, he forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? That's a pretty simple story, and I think even this old Pharisee could answer it. And he did. Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. That's the story. Isn't that a delightful parable? And you can already see the direction our Lord's going. And he turned to the woman, and he said unto Simon. And you can see our Lord now. He's reclining. For the first time, he's noticed the woman. He hadn't paid a bit of attention to her. But now he turned. And he looks at her, and while he's looking at her, he says to Simon, Simon's over on the other side of him, he says, Seest thou this woman? In other words, Simon said, I don't think he knows who that woman is. If he knew who she was, he wouldn't permit that. He wouldn't permit her to anoint his feet with that ointment. Now our Lord says to him, Simon, do you see her? Do you really know this woman? Seest thou this woman? Now, our Lord really rubs this man the wrong way, and this is the reason that I believe that our Lord was invited, not as a friendly gesture, but to spy upon him. Listen to him now. He says, Simon, seest thou this woman? Take a look at her. You think you see her, you don't see her at all. I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet. But she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Now, may I say to you, friends, he's saying to this man, Simon the Pharisee, he said, Listen, you don't even exercise the common courtesies of the day. That's the tragic thing about a lot of Christians today. They ought to read Emily Post. They don't even have good manners. And our Lord says to this man, you don't even have good manners. If you'd been the proper kind of a host, you'd have been there to wash my feet. You'd have been there to anointed them. You'd have been there to anoint in my head and give me a kiss. And that was the custom in that day.